Hey, what's up, family?
This is Got Life and In Between, hosted by Dalali and
Walali, and together we are
the Dalalis.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Got Life and In Between. Today we are joined by a lovely listener all the way from London. His name is David. Funny enough, today we're going to be talking about the story of David. And so David here is going to introduce himself and then take us through the story of David.
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name is David. Well, many people don't know this, but my second name, I think my dad, he wanted to name me Jonathan.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
My mom was like, nah, you know, because obviously in the Bible, David and Jonathan were like, you know, close friends, best friends, kind of. So my dad was like, oh, yeah. So it's almost like I'm best friends with myself. But my mom was like, nah, that can't work. So she was like, my mom's sister was like, oh, I should be named Aaron instead, you know, priesthood. You know, and because Aaron was a priest, you know,
yeah.
So, and David was a king, but David in the Bible, his role is he acted like, when you study like the book of Psalms, you realize that he was actually a king, a priest, and a prophet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that name David means a lot. So growing up, I just appreciated my name more because David means beloved,
mm-hmm.
Or beloved. So God did say in the Bible that the King David was a man after his own heart, you know, because this was a man that always went back to God, always sought God for direction and guidance, and he was not full of himself. He always knew that every achievement that he ever accomplished was because of the anointing of God on his life. Praise God. So,
hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in the UK right now, working. I was born here. I was born in London. I grew up in Ghana. I'm so much of a proud Ghanaian. Like, you don't understand. Like, I went to KNUSD. Did 4 years of mechanical engineering and got back here and then working in the UK. I'm working as a technical support for a distribution company.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, looking for greater prosperity and success in the future. So, yep, that's a little bit about me.
Right. Do you mind just taking us through a brief introduction of the story of David and Goliath?
Yeah, definitely. So, the story of David and Goliath. Okay, so, well, it all starts with David being a shepherd boy. So this was a time where no one actually knew him. So he's unpopular in town. His brothers, he was the last of, I think, 7 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And all he had to do was take care of the sheep. So you can actually imagine what David's house was like when you have 7 older brothers and then, you know, I mean, if you're a family with your siblings and you're the last, you know, you're, especially in Ghana, you're going to get bullied for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the most families to be fair. So, yeah, I mean, he was, you know, go take care of the sheep, go out, all that, you know. But then this was a man that had a heart that, you know, loved to praise and worship. So whenever he go out there, you can almost picture him like taking care of the sheep at the same time, praising God with his harp. And no one knew about him, so he was just somewhere. So whilst all that was going on, there was a king in Israel called Saul that disobeyed God's commandments, to cut a long story short. And Saul was, God was displeased with Saul, so he had to replace Saul with another king. So the priest called Samuel at the time, God sent him to the house of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know Jesse, the story of Jesse, you understand that Jesse's I think Jesse's father was Obed, and Obed's father was Boaz. You know, Boaz was in the Bible. He was the one that got married to Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And Boaz's mother was the harlot of Jericho, a prostitute. Her name was... Someone help me out.
I forgot her name.
The harlot of Jericho. Okay, sorry, I forgot her name.
That's all right. Yeah,
you can Google it. You find it.
She's called Rahab.
Rahab. Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's it. God bless you so much, Rahab. Yeah. So So you can almost say like David is coming from a prostitute, you know. But then God was like, when God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse, when Jesse got there, he saw the firstborn, you know. I forgot his name also, I think Elinam or Eliab or something. And then this guy was looking tall, you know, like the best fit, the best guy for a woman in our generation, you know. You know how the women talk about guys, you know, just, oh, I've had a tall man with muscles and looking nice and nice hair. Yeah, this was like Israel's the women of Israel. This was the man, the kind of man that they love, you know. That was the firstborn, and he was so tall and everything. And then someone looked at him and was like, whoa, you know what, actually I think this is the guy that God is choosing as the king. He has to be. But then God said to the prophet, he was like, nope, I'm sorry. Every man and every woman looks on the outside, the appearance mm-hmm. of a man. But I, the Lord, I look at the heart. I don't look on the appearance of people. Man. So then he moved from the first to the second, to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth, to the seventh, to the eighth. And then still, God was like, no. I mean, to the seventh, I think. And then he was like, this prophet was like, is there anyone else in your house? And they were like, oh, there's this guy that one of our sons, like my sons, he takes care of the sheep. He's out mm-hmm. there somewhere. He was like, cool. Then the prophet was like, call him. And then he came, and that was David. The Bible describes him as like a ruddy guy, you know, but he was handsome, you know. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like, you know, tall with muscles and all that. But he was just a young guy. I think history says that he was 17 at the time. So he came, God said, this is the one. He got on his knees. Then he was anointed. So now it all starts from here, his anointing. Mm-hmm. Because the moment he was anointed, now things just started to connect in some way. Because all of a sudden he just goes out. His dad sends him to the... Mm-hmm. He just sees that there's war happening in Israel, and the people were scared. Why? Because there's this huge giant called Goliath, and I think when you actually in the Bible it describes it in cubits and, you know, old form of measurement kind of, but when you when you actually bring it in today's measurement, he would be like 10 feet tall, you know, and 10 feet, like, 10 feet is not an easy thing, but like, when you look at, I think the tallest NBA player at the moment is 7'2", so mm-hmm. it's 7 feet, you know, or 7'1", or something. I think NBA players are normally, they go up to like 7, so just look, imagine 10, and this guy was huge. He was bulky, you know, and he had his sword and everything. So what they would normally do in the day is that, okay, fine. Instead of all our people fighting, all your people and most of us dying, I'm the challenger. Anyone that will fight me, then you can have the rest of the nation. If you can't, then I'll have the rest of you. And he was like their main guy, you know, of the Philistines. That's where he was from. And he's from a whole family of giants. So mm-hmm. here comes David, and then David steps in the picture, and everyone was scared, literally. It's like, everyone is just shaking, the bones were shaking, and everyone is just there, like, oh, what are we going to do, you know? And then my family is there, how are we going to feed my family, this guy, you know? It's like, God is not with us. Even the king was there in his corner, and he was like, yo, someone should go fight this guy, man. I'm not going to fight this guy. I'm like, the king was hiding. Like, imagine the whole cake, and then all David comes in the picture with the anointing, and he's like, sorry, who's this guy? I mean, does he not know that this is Israel? Like, this is God's nation, Israel. This is the God of this country, literally splits the sea for people to walk on dry ground, not even wet ground. After this, the sea was split, they walk on dry ground, you know. He performed 10 solid miracles in Egypt, or 10 solid plagues, to bring his people out of slavery. And then from there, followed them with a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night, a manna from heaven, that's the bread from heaven, and the rocks were split. I mean, this is God of Israel. So who's this guy, 10 feet tall, saying that,
he's the greatest. Like,
someone, yeah, he's the greatest. No, someone come fight me. And then David was like, okay, I can take this guy. And then his brothers were like, you, I know you. Why are you so stubborn like that? Why? Every time we told you to go and take care of sheep, now you want to come and take care of a giant. Why? Why is your life like that? And you're complaining. And then David was like, oh, why? Like, I mean, can I not ask questions, Charlie? All of you are sleeping. It's like, everyone is so scared. Me, I just want to find out. I'm curious. And then he went ahead. He was still asking the people, that, who's this guy? Who's this guy? And then his words were echoed, like, to the king. And the king was like, come, young boy. 17-year-old guy, imagine. He was like, what's your name? He said, oh, David, my father is Jesse. And he was like, why are you talking about fighting this guy? Can't you see how tall he is and everything? And then David, now, this is so important because, like, David had a background. He was like, when I was taking care of the sheep, attacked me. Two animals attacked me. And from the way he described it, it was almost like it was at the same time. He was like, a lion came. So the lamb gave birth to... the sheep had a lamb. That's a newborn lamb. And then the moment the sheep had the lamb, the lion came, and then the bear came after the lamb, which is very much, prophetic in a way, because it's almost like, because that's how he can, that's his testimony. You know, when you're taking care of the sheep, you know, to show that you've actually done a good job, the sheep will have like a lamb. So you can go to your dad and be like, oh yeah, look, we've had a new one to join the family. So we're having more. But then the moment the sheep had a lamb, a bear came, a lion came. We're like, we're taking away this. And then David was like, when they came, I smote both of them. So I killed both the lion and the bear. So this giant is going to be the same thing. It's like, there's no difference. I see him as an animal. I don't see him as like the way you are seeing him. And the king was like, okay. If that's the case, yeah, then you can take I'm giving you my helmet, take my shield, take my sword. And then David was like, all right, cool, yeah. I mean, this is the king's thing, isn't it? So let me just take it and see what I can do with it. So he put on the whole ammo and the helmet and everything, took the sword, but he just felt like it's weighing him down. It's like it's too heavy. He was like, nah, this is not me. And that's a lesson for all of us, actually, to just be yourself sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're trying to be like other people, it just goes wrong. So he just took it all off. He normally fights with stones and a sling, so he just slings the stone and then that's it.
Wow.
He took it right in front of the giant. This is a long story, sorry. But...
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I think we should be getting into what's the name, the lessons, you know. Because as we said earlier, the story of David is like, it's very long, and there's a lot of details in there. I love that, like, he tried to cover almost
everything.
Every single thing in there.
it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's actually very great. Very great, and I think we just start with the discussion. So, Delali, what's one lesson that you've gained or you've learned from the story of David?
One thing that, like, I mean, before we started this specific podcast, right, about David, like, the only thing that I could think about of David was like how he used to like praise God, like when you read like all the Psalms, right? All his songs to God. And interestingly, when David was talking about the Bible character David, he said that even when David was tending to the sheep, he will praise God, right? So it just like reminded me of what I was thinking earlier. So one lesson that I can learn from David's story is that no matter our circumstance, we should praise God. We should be in the moment with God, because whatever we are going through, God knows why we are there, how we got there.
Yeah.
Because he's indeed Jehovah Elroy, the God who sees, the God who knows exactly how we feel and where we are, right? So just praising God and being in the moment all the days of our life. That's one of the biggest lessons.
Right. That's great. I think for me, one of the biggest lessons that I learned from David's story is his ability to recognize who his father was. And I'm not talking about his earthly father, but his heavenly father. If you know the story of David quite well, you know that there was a time in his life where he actually fell to sin. And at that point, he never said, oh, like, I actually fell to sin, and so I don't care about it anymore, and I'm just going to live my life the way it is. But he always ran back to God. He always remembered that he had somebody who was greater than his emotions, who was greater than the sin that he was committing and all that. And and that's one thing that I really, really loved about David, for him to recognize that I sinned, I did this wrong, and I need to go back to God to ask for forgiveness and then get back to where I left off with God. Yeah. What about you, David?
So one lesson that I would talk about was so in the end of the story, that David actually did defeat Goliath with the stones. He fell to the ground and he cut off his head. So
and then the ladies are like, David,
yeah,
David killed 10,000.
I would say, you know, because giants in our time, they actually describe like huge circumstances that sometimes we find it difficult to get over, if you get what I mean. So so whatever could be a giant in your life, so is it your finances, you know, stress, depression, you know, relationship, you know, relationship giants, friendship giants, you know, is it bereavement? So whatever looks so big that it looks impossible to overcome in your life, you know, when you're able to trust God through his son Jesus Christ, definitely you can overcome that giant, because the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit, is in you to help you overcome the giant.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that kind of brings us to the end of our podcast today. Mm-hmm. That was a really good story of David. Well,
sorry for taking too long with that story.
No, like you explained it into details, right? So that was really good. Thank you. And we hope to see you back here again. For another episode or for a game or something.
Yeah. So, thank you, David, for joining us and
thank you
giving us a wonderful and powerful summary of your life, biblically. Yeah, we hope you guys enjoy it and have a blessed week. So, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hello guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and give us feedback.
Love you all
and peace.